With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. Governor Rick Snyder had to push past a throng of protesters as he prepared to present his budget plan for the coming fiscal year. As we hear from the Michigan Public Radio Network's Rick Pluta, much of the plan unveiled yesterday focuses on crises that emerged last year, including the Flint water crisis.
The chants of protesters just outside the doors could be heard inside the room throughout Governor Snyder's budget rollout to state lawmakers. What the protesters couldn't hear was the governor's efforts to placate them and others upset about the state's late-to-the-game response to the Flint water crisis. The governor said he's cooperating with various investigations into what happened, but otherwise he tried to put that in the past.
Unfortunately, there are a lot of resources and people spending their time on blame. That doesn't solve the problem.
To help solve the problem, the governor proposed spending $195 million in Flint in the upcoming budget year. That includes money for bottled water and filters to start replacing lead water pipes, nutrition assistance, and other services. He said the state must assume every child in the city has been exposed to lead.
The issue now is we have citizens in need. Let's address those issues, let's take care of it, and let's address the needs of citizens across Michigan.
The governor said every school in Michigan needs to be tested for lead in the water, and it's time to adopt a statewide infrastructure strategy.
We can't forget that we have lead pipes and challenges, high lead levels in other places in addition to Flint. And it's time to act on that.
The governor said he's convening a commission to come up with recommendations. And the governor, who's also a CPA, for the first time in 6 years, did not ask for a big deposit in the state's rainy day savings. Instead, he said $165 million should be set aside for building and rebuilding infrastructure. He acknowledged that's not a lot of money, but it is a start towards solving the state's infrastructure shortcomings like the Flint water system. The governor's other big spending priority is the Detroit public schools. Students are struggling with basic skills, and with $500 million in debt, insolvency looms. The governor says the Detroit schools bailout is a question of pay now or pay even more later, probably at the expense of all schools.
If we do not act, this will be an issue resolved in the court system, where the outcomes can be much more devastating to taxpayers of Michigan and the school districts of this entire state.
The governor is pushing to use tobacco settlement money as an alternative to the state school aid fund to pay for the bailout. But that's still a lot of spending, and it's all got to be approved by a Republican-led legislature. State Representative Al Pasholka is the Republican chair of the House Appropriations Committee, and he says that's not going to be a big problem.
Well, we got some big things in this budget that we've got to do. But because we've taken care of our finances and done a better job with budgeting over the last 4 or 5 years, now we can take on big things and get them done.
But the protesters crowded outside the meeting room were skeptical that the necessary things will get done. Desiree Duell says she's a single mom from Flint who came here to find out what the governor's plans are for her city. But she says there's not much he could say that would satisfy her.
What would really satisfy me is if Governor Snyder resigned. He needs to be gone so we can rebuild trust with our government.
Governor Snyder's budget plan is built on the hope that he can start to rebuild that trust without having to quit. I'm Rick Pluta at the State Capitol.